Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your hosts, David Von Strawn and Leslie M. Scott Jones. And now, here's David.
Hello! It is July 14th. It is hot. Too hot. Too damn hot. It is going to be 97 degrees. Find shelter. Yeah, that's what I said for tonight.
Oh, my God.
You know what's hot when people just be walking to the Whole Foods and strangers. You know it's going to be 97 degrees.
Right.
It's going to be hot as hell.
It's going to be hot, man. I don't know why. Why are we out? Why
are you here?
Why are you here?
Please,
I don't
be
understand.
With your children. This could be the end of the world.
Is
it's going to be this all week long. So prepare for the hotness. Find a nice art show to go to. Because this is Homegrown, your show about local art here in the new and burgeoning Charlottesville and Central Virginia area. We're branching out. We're about to do Virginia DMV. We're about to take over national. That's how we do.
We are?
Yep. Like a boa constrictor. We'll wrap around the circle.
Okay.
Tighten the strength.
Okay.
Of media.
I was unaware of this plan.
Triumph.
I really was. I didn't hear this.
I am. David Von Strawn, aka the Devious One, aka Nefarious Wrecker, aka Negro Suave, aka Black Frodo. Little guy, hairy feet, trying to get through the darkness.
Hey, I told you.
Trying to get through the darkness.
I told you how to get rid of the feet. I told you.
I've been work. I got the sugar salt. It's been working wonderfully.
Good.
Subscribed by the lovely, gracious, lascivious.
I can't let you go out. Can't let you go out with slave feet. I can't.
You really can't.
I can't. You know.
Not letting. Press the black folks, but not another black folks. Friends, don't let other friends
elbows.
Go out with ashy feet and elbows. It is a sin.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know, actually, I was having a conversation just yesterday about how white people don't understand ashy.
No.
Because
they can't see it.
They can't see it.
It's just a physiological, like,
right. So they don't
aberration.
Think it exists. And then, like, you know, you start, like, really, like, hanging out with somebody, and you get to that point where you can be like, hey,
check it out.
You might want to fix that.
There's no reason to talk about what separates us. Like, there are things that unify. Like, for instance, I didn't understand about suntans. I didn't understand about sunburns until I was 16 and my family went to Mexico and I was like, I've been, you know, out all day swimming, and then a nice, like, why does my skin hurt? Like, what is, like, did something sting me or something? Like, what's going on? I don't understand this. Like, I kept looking up, there's no bumps. Like, what the hell? And, like, somebody said, oh, you've got a sun. And then it started peeling. I'm like, oh my God! What happened to me? I caught something! He's like, oh no.
Goldblum and the fly.
People are like, you got a sunburn. It's like, no. Oh, that's a sunburn.
I was
that's
actually,
what you people have been talking about.
No,
that
I think,
sucks.
I think lotion can bring us all together.
I think so. Various types.
Various
Jergens.
Yes.
Vaseline, intensive care.
Love through aloe, baby. Love through aloe.
Oh, yes.
You know, aloe cures all.
A little aloe, some coconut oil. You right,
oh, yeah.
Man.
Coconut oil is the gift. Comments.
Is the bomb. Bacteria gone. Skin soft as a baby's ass. Okay.
Coconut cheeks oil. Glistening.
Coconut oil. Heard? That's all I'm saying, y'all. For real.
Coconut everything.
A little
is
sugar
a pretty
scrub and some coconut oil on top of that. Shh, please.
What y'all think? Coconut oil? Coconut products? Thoughts?
Say Jay.
All yeses. An emphatic yes from Jay in the back.
Yeah, Jay's like, I'm down.
Jay's like, super glistening.
Me too.
Coconut right it all up.
My coconut oil and lavender. Right up on. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll get to Jay in a minute, but we got these lovely people to get to in the front. Angel Metro, Alethea Leventhal, Christina Fleming, Nicole Rimmel. Please.
Rimmel.
We worked on this. Rimmel. There needs to be a thingy on the top of the. It's a benefit concert for the Women's Initiative at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. It's going down July 17th.
Woo!
How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Oh.
All right, so y'all are all from different musical groups that are doing their things.
Yes.
All right, so talk about it so we can distract people from the technical difficulties that are going on in the back. Maybe we'll focus on Nicole Rimmel and Christina Fleming over here. Maybe, just maybe, they might want to say something. Okay, we're good over here? We're good over here? All right, yeah. Go. Who wants to go?
Yeah, so we're doing this concert on the 17th at the Southern, and it's going to be Ships in the Night, which is Alethea's project, Angel Metro, which is my project.
I actually have a couple of people that I hang out with that are big fans of Ships in the Night. So
I think everyone should be a big fan of Ships in the Night. They're awesome. And then we have Christina and Nicole's project, Please Don't Tell. And so it's a night of all female-fronted bands. It's a mix of all different types of genres. We have like dark electronic, synth pop, electro pop. They do like a dark cabaret, very cool cello keys and vocals.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so we're all just kind of coming together to have some fun, put on a good show.
And how'd it happen?
Well, we all know each other. So that's a start. Yeah, and
I just figured y'all all hated each other and were very good actors.
I mean, you know,
just holding it in, seething hatred and animosity for every one of the groups. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to put something together where we were having female fronted, like even in Charlottesville, which has a wide variety of musicians and artists and amazing female fronted acts. It's rare that you see a night that has all female fronted bills. It's kind of a special occasion when it does happen. And so I just kind of wanted to put something together. We have all these incredibly talented artists. And I was like, let's do something. And then as a bonus, we have a portion of the proceeds going to the Women's Initiative, which provides free and sliding scale mental health services to the women of Charlottesville. And that's just an amazing organization. So, yeah, good vibes all around.
Yeah, when you said that that it's rare to see female-fronted bills, I went right back to right here. I was talking to one of our sister stations about doing some DJing, and they were laying down the rules like this. Oh, and you don't want to do play two songs with women back to back. I'm like, why? Like, oh, well, we just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not done. I'm like, why? It's like it's just the thing. I'm like, well, that's sexist, isn't it? And it's like, oh. Gee, really, seriously, the guy's like, huh, I guess it is.
Like Newton with the apple.
It's like, oh my gosh, right here, institutional sexism, it just dropped in my lap.
I feel like the same with a lot of festivals and like lineups. It's like having women on the bill is like a novelty kind of, you know, so there's going to be like two women artists, you know, out of like, you know, if there's like 20 bands, and like, you know, and it's like this niche that's filled, instead of like seeing... Yeah. Women as actually musicians, that's like just a part of a bigger picture. It's absolutely. Just really, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because how do you look at the history of American music in particular and world music in general and see women as somehow ancillary to that?
Right. Well, that's something that I think really all of us kind of have in a certain degree with our music in kind of changing is like, the idea of girl or female being a genre. It's like we're just making... that work? Yeah. It's just, we're just making music. And it's nice to have that representation, and it's nice to bring that to Charlottesville and have a display of all of these amazing acts and bands. And everything at the show is going to be female-fronted, like the music in between the sets and everything. It's all going to be female. And we have a diverse enough sound that it's not going to be something where it's like, oh, this is the same band three times. Mm-hmm. It's like we've got a wide variety of different styles here. So I think it's going to be a fun night for sure.
Yeah, could you talk about the diversity of that sound? Because, like you said, oh my gosh, how's that going
to
work?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it would probably be best just to talk about our own projects and kind of talk about our backgrounds a little bit. Do you guys want to start with that?
Sure. I guess we're a little bit different from Angel and Alethea's projects in that we are not using any electronic elements other than, obviously, pickups and things that you can hear us.
Right.
But we play everything live and partly because of my fear of technology going horribly awry on me.
But, such is life.
Nicole plays the cello and I play keys and sing, and we sing together a little bit and try to create kind of a funny, dark, cabaret-like atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. The first thing that jumped to my head was the band Against Me and how they specifically use all analog instruments, and they've made a specific choice to use that in terms of like sound and in terms of like just it captures a different type of raw aggression that digital cannot. When was this specific choice kind of like decided upon?
Well, I played in a goth band that used a lot of programming and synths back in the day, and I loved it. I loved the lushness of having all the layers of all the sounds.
And it seems to just be like what you do if you're a goth band. You
totally.
Just play industrial.
Really? I'm going to be honest. Like, it was mostly because I was like, I don't even know where to begin with that, so we're just going to keep it simple. It felt extremely vulnerable to me to have to create like all of the music like in the moment, and I was like, this is terrifying, I'm gonna do it. And then Nicole and I kind of found each other, and I roped her into my dark plan. And
well, at that time, I've only been playing cello for 6 years, and so at that time it was like 2, and she was like, let's do this thing. I'm like, give me 10 years to where I'm okay at the cello. And then she was like, no, now. And
patience.
But it's been really cool because I think as I've gotten better with my instrument and she playing piano, like, we're both grown. And so our music has kind of evolved from when we first did it. So it's been really cool to see that happen. And yeah.
And I think they kind of undersell themselves a little bit because they are amazing.
That's what artists do, though.
Yeah. Nicole's an amazing cellist. Christina actually has a ton of like formal training. She actually was my vocal coach for a while. That's what she does. She does vocal coaching, and you teach piano as well, right?
Less these days. I'm mostly focusing on voice, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like seeing those two come together, and they have such tongue-in-cheek personalities to come together and really make this amazing project. It's so much fun. Like, they're just two little,
thank you, Angel,
like spectral like females up there doing their thing, and it's really fun to watch.
Nice. Switch over to Alethea.
Yeah, Alethea, tell us about Ships in the Night.
Well, I would say that when people ask, I have like, you know, you have to have your like one sentence description of it, just to
elevator
keep it short,
pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because no one really, you know, like sometimes people are like, what genre is it? And they don't want to hear it really. There's
kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a pigeon. I got a hole. Come on.
So I call it dark atmospheric electronic, you know, which kind of covers it. It's, you know, sort of more in the ethereal vein, I would say.
Vapor wavy?
Yeah, it has definitely like elements of that. And it's a lot of layers. We were just talking about layers. A lot of technology, which I'm also very afraid of, but use anyway. Mm-hmm. I've had instruments like stuff fly off stage actually on me. Let alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not just like glitching out and things like that, like actual, like, you know, physical problems like that. It's a lot of layers and a lot of, I play the synths and I sing and I program these beats and stuff. So it's kind of got this, like, it's a lot of, like, kind of lush textures and things like that. And then a lot of, like, vocal. Sort of a lot of harmonies and a lot of lyrics. Too many lyrics, I feel like.
No. There's never enough lyrics.
So many words, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the first, I was thinking about this the other day, that the first Ship's Night song I ever wrote, I was just sort of like, kept adding layers upon layers. And I was like, you know, just more is better, right? Just keep adding.
Yeah. Just keep doing it.
And then my
epic,
ear just
epic,
froze.
Epic.
Like, you know, it was like the 26 synth tracks. Like, that's not going to work.
Then we learn about CPU.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's Ships in the Night. Yeah, it's been going for a few years, and I
sounds like a lot of ships.
Yes, so many ships.
Arsenal.
Yes.
In the night.
Yeah, Alethea is actually, she has an incredible, like, absolutely angelic, amazing voice, and she does this really cool cover of Killing Moon that I think Echo and the Bunnymen actually reposted recently. What? They're like, oh my god, listen to Ships in the Night. Like, what? This cover of us is amazing. So, again,
that's the I'm ultimate
selling
compliment.
Yourself a little bit, because she's all over the place. Like, you just came back from
Berlin. It's like
Berlin
Dylan giving Hendrix
recently.
The waterfall Watchtower. It's just
So do you think that is, like, the systemic problem with female artists, is that we have been so conditioned through time to undersell what we do that now it's hard for us to be like, no, I'm badass.
I think at least for this group, there's a lot of humility that's built into the personalities where we're comfortable helping the music scene, helping be a part of it, but it's not like, it doesn't have to be like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me constantly. Right. And so I think that might be in an industry that is so competitive and so recovering from the machismo, like rock star, like blah, blah, blah type personality, that is something that leads to women not being appreciated as much as they should be for the efforts that are put in the industry. For sure.
We gotta get to commercial, but I want to touch more on that. How women are not only marginalized, but they taught to compete against each other.
Yeah.
And that there's room for everybody. So yeah, we're just gonna take some time, benefit all these women. Yeah, there's too many names, too much lyrics, too many names. We're gonna be right back. This is Homegrown. Drop.
Hi, this is Chloe Esther, and you're listening to Homegrown on 94.7.
18 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, Leslie's showing pictures of her grandson, like every show. And this
I'm
is Homegrown.
Proud Mimi.
Angel Metro, Olivia Leventhal, Christina Fleming, Nicole Rimmel.
Rival.
What?
Rival.
What? Or is that Rai?
Rai.
Like Ryu. Like Ryu. Like Street Fighter. Like Ryu. Right. Shoryuken. All right. Rimmel.
I can totally get
Rimmel.
Yes.
I am so sorry.
No.
I do this with everybody.
Look at those eyes.
Oh my god. Look, you're distracted. Okay. Women.
What? There's a baby.
Yeah.
Deal.
This is true.
And he's gorgeous.
He is. Aww, he is quite angelic.
He has a great smile.
This is great radio, by the way. All right. Women in the industry. All right. So there was this. All right. Stop me if I'm wrong. Jay, maybe you can jump in on this, too. There was this whole, like, Nicki versus Cardi thing going on, because that's the one thing I can kind of sort of relate it to. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, Nicki was just taking shots at Cardi because she hit the number one. And a lot of people were just saying, like, yo, Nicki, chill. Like, why are you, like, going in on Cardi so bad? Like, there's room enough in the industry for two women to sell albums, to flourish. It doesn't have to be, like, one woman at the top, and then that's it. Because that's what the industry was, you know? There was one woman rapper, and there was one woman singer. Mm-hmm. There was Whitney versus Mariah versus Whitney versus... And then Britney and Christina came along. Like, everybody... It was always, like, just had to be, like, one woman. So I just wonder if that has something to do with the dynamic of why women can't coexist in the industry or feel like that they can't coexist. And maybe you can explain it in a more goth genre. Well,
I think you hit on it earlier really well, or Clinton did, when he said, you know, we can't play two female artists back to back. It creates the scarcity mentality, and like that there isn't enough room for everyone. And so I think that inherently creates feelings of competition. And never mind, you know, as women start to get older, God forbid.
Yeah.
And what that kind of does to their overall sense of value to society and as performers and, you know, no matter what they have to say or how amazing they are. So
I think in the industry, there's definitely been like the token female in any genre and the token archetype of like, this is what the person at the top needs to look like, sound like, age, all of that. And so it really made women and female musicians disposable, where it's like, this is what we want. If you're not this, next person, get in line. Because there was, again, there wasn't an allowance for women being human beings and creative artists. It's like, this is the mold we want because this is what we're going to sell.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that really had an effect on it. And I think just now, we're starting to get to the point where we're realizing with artists like, well, I mean, like, I actually sent this to Alethea with, like, Missy Elliott being inducted into the Hall of Fame, with mm-hmm. artists like Lizzo coming out and, like, fucking killing the game.
I love her.
But, like, with artists like that, you know, coming out and that really shifting the dynamic, you know, because if you look at Cardi and you look at Nicki, you could see how there could be conflict. They're incredibly strong women. Like, they're both rappers. Like, in the old mentality, it would be like, okay, there can only be one of you. Like, mm-hmm. we can't have both.
Yeah.
You know, so,
battle it out.
Yeah.
It's the Highlander.
I think it's really the worst part of it, maybe, though, is that that whole culture sort of breeds this animosity between women that I feel like women just really can't afford. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. we can't afford to be, like, tearing each other down, because, like, the music industry is already tearing all of us down.
Yeah.
And so I feel like whenever feelings like that have ever come up, it's like you just have to, like, also look at it and just say, like, this is a woman, I want to support this, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah, I feel like if that was more of a common mentality, we'd be so much better off, you know?
Mm-hmm. And getting back to this this benefit concert, that seems like a great way for all of y'all
yeah,
to do that
exactly.
and celebrate each other and celebrate your differences and all of that. Mm-hmm. First time y'all doing this together?
Yeah, this is the first time we've all played
together on one bill. We've done several shows where, you know, Angel and I are, or Angel and Please Don't Tell Her are playing together, and then actually Alethea had us when we did our very first show.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, having all of us on one bill is the first time, and it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm excited that we got asked to be a part of it, so thank you.
Yes. So you guys are, I certainly know for Alethea and Angel, you guys are doing some serious gigging. Are you tired? Because every time I hit every time I hit social media, it's like, yeah, this, you know, Ships in the Night is over here, and Angel is over here.
It's just like,
what? So, can you talk about that life?
I think it's an exhausting and pretty demanding lifestyle that we live. When you're in the arts, anyone that's an artist knows it's relentless, and it can be very unforgiving, and you can have a lot pitted against you, and you can have some pretty unfortunate things happen, but I think when you love something, you have to love it. You have to love doing this, because if you don't, you will get burnt out. You'll break on the road. You won't make it. It takes so much energy and so much effort.
Worst experience you've had so far?
Oh, God. I mean, I would say overall, all things considered, I'm pretty fortunate in how I am treated, but there is an overwhelming amount of misogyny and objectifying on a lot of the shows, I would say. On a lot of the shows, yeah.
I especially love the, like, so who makes your beats question.
Oh,
like, that's
what?
Perfect, yeah. Oh, and worst experience is probably food poisoning on an airplane. Ooh. About to play a show in Berlin. That tops it all. Like, they're not, you know. But yeah, people coming
Scheiße.
Up. Yeah, exactly. You know, like, who writes your beats? And it's like this
talking
really
to your bandmates that are males about, like, what do you guys need as far as sound goes? Hi, I'm over here. You can talk to me. I'm the one that built
my name
this.
Is the band.
That's all.
Stuff together.
Yeah, right here.
Over here.
You gotta talk to me if you want answers.
Hello, Christina. My name is the band.
I am the manager, actually.
Nicole, we were talking about day jobs earlier on. Can you talk about balancing, like, the you know, artistic life with, you know, paying the bills life?
I'm always tired. But I mean, we don't play out a lot. We both actually hate trying to book shows, so we just get really excited when somebody asks us.
We're just gonna ride on your coattails, guys.
Yeah.
How
you
do it. Practicing is what gets hard with us, because Christina works at the Center for Vocal Study and then also does lessons out of her home, so she's like kicking ass all the time. And so, like, we have one day where in the week it can work. But then we both get really tired. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But
I get it.
We do try. We try to, like, at least meet up once a week. But
Wasn't this song at a faster tempo? Yeah, I just,
it gets a little droopy.
I just can't. I can't play it like that.
But droopy works for us, I think.
Yeah, it does. It's okay. It kind of fits our motif. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. So, yeah. We wrapping up?
Yep.
All right. Wrapping up. Benefit comes. Anything else? New projects? I know, Angel, you got a new project coming up. New album, maybe.
Yeah, I actually have a new single that will be... I think I'm going to release it on my birthday. So August
18th.
Yay. Yeah, it's called Trauma Bond. And so that'll be out August 18th. And then...
Spotify?
Yeah, it'll be on all the digital distributors. So Spotify, Amazon, Bandcamp, all of that. You'll be able to pre-order on Bandcamp. Then it'll be out everywhere on the 18th. And then I have a music video for that new song coming out in the fall that I shot with Brian Weimer. I was a fantastic videographer, so hopefully you guys will go on and check that out.
Yeah.
I have a remix album that's coming out later this summer that I'm excited about. It's like, I think there are 18 remixes on it of people who... Yeah, have taken my songs and made them cooler. And yeah, I have a video that's also in the works that I'm really excited about. Was completely did all the makeup and all the looks and directed it, you know, so that's exciting. And then I have an album that will be coming out next year, which I'm really excited about. Has been in the works for a few years now.
So. Awesome. With all 84 tracks on each song. Please don't tell.
We're in the process of trying to find the right fit for our next recording endeavor. So we don't have anything officially in the works, but I do want to take a moment to just plug the Women's Initiative. It's such an amazing space. I was there last week. They're extremely helpful and create such a safe environment for you to go when you're maybe not feeling your best. So,
and they have great tea.
Yeah.
They really do.
They really do.
Actually wrapping that up, I do also want to shout out the Women's Initiative because post A12, when I was getting my trauma support, they offered counselors from their group to come and help out until counselors were available to come into the area and help other people out. So shout out to the Women's Initiative. They do great stuff for the community, including this benefit concert that you all should support and give money to. July 17th. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Southern Cafe and Music Hall.
Southern Cafe and Music Hall, where pretty much everything in Charlottesville goes. Shout out. No, but for real, that's where we're going down. It's an amazing thing. Artistic events? Artistic events, like we do every week. Like, I pretend like I don't know what's going on. Doop-a-doop-doop-doo. Here are just some of the artistic events happening this week, currently running. Check out these exhibits from these local artists until August 18th, Unbecoming Peter Allen at McGuffey's Sarah B. Smith Gallery. Until August 18th, annual group show for renting and associate members of McGuffey Arts Center. And until July 26th, impressionistic paintings by Raymond Berry in Raymond Berry. Pages from a journal of days at Chroma Projects. Currently running through September 3rd, the American Shakespeare Center presents their summer season with just four plays. Yeah, I feel like that's Julius Caesar, Answer, and Cleopatra by Shakespeare.
People who know what that is supposed
Julius
to be.
Stops, yeah. Julius yeah, looks, like and Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar? What?
She was right there.
She was right there.
Caesar and Cleopatra by George Bernard Shaw and The World in Suitcases by Ethan McSweeney. Last Chance, the Maupin Town Film Festival returns to the Jefferson School African American Film Festival. Check it out. It's always amazing.
I was there yesterday. It was awesome.
Yes, it's always awesome. Currently running through July 21st, the Charlottesville Opera presents Lerner and Lowe's Camelot at the Paramount Theater. Currently running through July 26th, the Live Arts Teen Theater Ensemble presents for their summer musical Rent School Edition at Live Arts Theater. I saw the preview on the 11th. Leslie, let me tell you, it was something to... I
wanted to see the preview on the 11th, but I had, like, a paper to write and three, four-part discussion questions.
I get it. We all have things to do, but you need to go see Rent.
I am going.
Yeah, everybody does. Currently running July 27th, Four County Players. Am I really trying to sell Rent? the one thing that everybody... July 27th, Four County Players presents the return for just this year of Shakespeare at the Ruins with the production of A Midsummer Night's Dream at Barbersville Vineyards, which I will see on the 19th. Today and tomorrow, auditions for Stephen Sondheim's Follies at Live Arts. Oh, 2020 season has begun at Live Arts. July 18th, UVA Fralin Art Museum docent and former guest June Heintz guides you through 45 minutes of meditative exploration. 45, 47 of Fralin art pieces at her Looking Inward Meditative Art Tour. July 19th and the 20th, DMR Ventures presents The Little Mermaid Jr. at the Belmont Arts Collaborative. July 20th, Clamping Drag Brunch at Graduate Charlottesville. Say that three times fast.
That's a lot.
Clamping Drag Brunch, Clamping Drag Brunch, Clamping Drag Brunch. July 20th, Big Blue Door Improv at the Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative. And for your music options this week.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Adar... Seligman.
McComas.
McComas.
That's a lot.
Wow, that's
a lot of last names.
I've never seen her last name, so
I know.
That's wow. Okay. Does a strip down set with Charles Owens at Pro Rain on a Farm Brewery at 2 p.m. today. Patrick Olwell and friends at Admiral Ciderworks at 2:30. Willie. Okay, is it D-E or D? I don't know, because it's just initials. So I'm just going to say Willie D.
Willie D.
I'm going to say Willie D.
Willie D.
Because that's the black way to do it. So, Willie D.
Willie D.
Glass House Winery, 3 o'clock.
That does make him sound like one of the trio and Do the Right Thing.
Exactly. Oh, my God. July 16th, the Charlottesville Municipal Band continues their summer concert series at the Paramount Theater. The 17th.
Which sounds nothing like something on the Do the Right Thing.
Nothing on the Do the Right Thing. Absolutely.
Maybe the 17th, 25th hour.
Billy and the Backbeats at Keswick Vineyards, Far Away at the Shebeen. Functional Electric at Rapture. On the 18th, the Front Porch Roots Music School.
Functional. FCC. Functional.
You all right?
No, I was just making sure the FCC heard that right.
I said it right.
I know you said it right. I'm just making sure they heard it right.
I don't care what they hear. Anyway, on the 18th, Front Porch Roots Music School presents Happy Hour Music in the Garden with Rick Olivares. Ooh, that sounds fun. The Sally Rose Band plays Kluge Roo Art Museum's Night at the Museum. That is awesome, Sally. You got to talk to me about that gig because that's going to be amazing. The Curries at the Whiskey Jar, No Particular Order at Dirty Nelly's. Mojo Pie, Glasshouse Winery on the 19th. Beliza Duo at Bashir's Taverna. Ooh, the Taverna. Not a tavern, a Taverna. Ooh, excuse me. Tanya Ray and the T-Ray Band, Motown Review at Ix Art Park. Aaron and the Wildfire at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, all on the 19th. On the 20th, DJ Malk D at Holly's Diner, Seville Jazz Congregation at Albemarle Cider Works, DJ Tova at Rapture. Every Sunday, Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, the Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School.
Seafoot!
Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Tango Music with Miles Pierce and Meddy Metcalf at the Bebedero. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. Songwriter Night at the Local every Tuesday. Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Umberto Sales at the Bebedero, baby. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. Lewis Smith and Friends of Fellini's The Traditional Session at the
Teen Wisher Irish Pub.
Every Wednesday, the Mike Krasinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Every Wednesday and Thursday, Josh Mayo's Open Mic Night at 1221 Market Street and Bachata Fusion at the Rabbit Hole. Every Thursday, Umberto Sales and Vincent Zorn do Gypsy Rumba at the Bebedero. And every Thursday, John Darth at Miller's. All right.
Every Thursday, you just got to come down to Darth. There's just some, but not all, of the artistic events happening in Charlottesville. This is Homegrown. You going to do a drop?
Drop!
Hey, this is Wes Swing, local cellist and singer. I'm here at Homegrown, your show about local art on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
Really cream, really. 35 minutes past the hour. Sorry. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC. It is honor.
Returning
and
to
pleasure.
The show.
Well, hold on. I got to premise this because, you know, because we were hit with an email or a message that just said we would like y'all to take part in
yes.
this year's Vibe Fest. And my heart grew warm.
I know. Mine too.
And was a flutter. At the opportunity to be a part of this festival, which is such a great piece of the community as turned out to be. What is this, year four?
Event four, year
Event
two.
Four.
Event
yeah.
four. So let's just get it on. Me and Leslie are going to do a little bit of hosting that. Vibe Fest 2K19, J-Wall is in the house. Beep, 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 beep. Unity Vibes going down at the Ixart Park July 20th. How you doing today?
It's such an honor to be here, man.
It's such an honor to have
you. Know, it's super bright now this time of year.
Lord Jesus.
So I go to sleep with like the eye blockers because it's too much money to get the blackout curtain. So I just
Right.
So I had that
rag around the eyes.
Got to bed late, and the sun didn't wake me up, but I popped up before the alarm clock because I was like, homegrown this week. I was like, I get to see David's shoes. I get to see Wesley.
I'm wearing flip flops today. I mean, I came low key.
Thank you so much for having me back.
No, it's good
absolutely
to see you.
You are always welcome on the show. So tell us about. So I know that this year you wanted to do more Vibe Fest concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how you got hooked up with Unity, with the Unity Days stuff.
So just basically, Jeff partnered with me. Earlier last year, this time, they're all starting to run together.
But yeah.
I think it was this year. No, last year, the second event.
Yes.
Continuing on.
Jeff Leonard, head of Verse Station.
This year. And so, basically, he brought my attention to what Unity Days was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically like, this is what we're already doing. So, this is like a perfect fit. I thought so. So, I had to convince some other folks and get everybody on board, wrote some grants, and put it out there and... And they jumped on it, and they supported
us.
And so it was like a match, good match.
Yeah, it was such a perfect fit that when I first heard it, I thought you guys were Unity Day. I'm like, this has to be. Like, oh, they took Vibe Fest, and they just made it a bigger thing.
you usurped Unity.
I'm sure you saw it come up. I was like, man, they stole my...
So I saw it, and I was like... We're already doing this, so we have to put this together.
Right.
You know? And so I'm glad they agreed.
For people who don't know, can somebody tell our audience what Unity Days are or is?
So basically, exactly what it sounds. They're trying to bring the whole community together, celebrate our differences, our similarities, just try to just spread love. You know, between all the individuals, we have a lot of dope individuals. We have different factions of our community all over the place, and we have events that to me, this is me, so I feel like can be very exclusive or feel exclusive in different ways, and mm-hmm. so these events are supposed to be all about inclusion, you know, and giving voice and space to people who haven't had voices and spaces, or maybe they do, but it's always as a token, and
yes.
so now it's like, hey, this is all about unity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so
mm-hmm.
they asked the community to put forward proposals for different ideas and events. So mm-hmm. it's basically supposed to be community-based events that the city is supporting, you know, and so that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's a dope idea, and there have been a lot of Unity events around town all summer, and some of them have been really well-publicized, and some of them not so much, but they have all been, I love the fact that every single one of them has been proposed by a community member.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been like two or three people in the community getting together and saying, hey, this is what I want to see. And basically, there's a committee that, you know, reads through all the proposals and whatever, and basically, I don't think they've said no to anything. I think as long as
they ain't
you
got
have,
no ideas,
right? As long as, you know, as long
they
as
got
you
money,
string like three sentences together coherently, they're like, yeah, how much money you need?
You've done this before? Put it together, you know.
You
and
know?
That's really what it is,
which is amazing. And I think that's something that that the city realized that they need to support more often.
Mm,
that they need to support the members of this community that want to do things. And if you've got the wherewithal to come forth with an idea,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you should get the money to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you hit it on the head. The city is not necessarily, the committee aren't actually event organizers.
Right.
They are
members
back.
Of the community
who
wanted to help with this project. Right.
So what they are doing is recognizing different events being proposed, how organized they are.
Yep.
And saying, hey, we will back that. We will back that. We will try to give you as much publicity as we can.
Yep.
So the better whoever it is proposing the event is at putting on a good event, is the better you'll benefit from this, basically, because they're just basically going to give you exposure and resources.
Yep. So who's on the bill?
Man, there's like 13 bands.
I love it.
Homegrown is on the bill.
That's right.
We got Delta Junction, Blues, Funky. We got 100 Proof, Go-Go. Mm. We got Ivan Orr. jazzy.
I know that guy.
We got, I know that guy.
We got Spanish guitar.
I know
guitar.
You know that guy. You know that guy too well.
We even got Spanish guitar.
Yes!
I'm so hyped. We got hip-hop. We got funk. We got soul. We got Rochelle Claiborne.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of everything, you guys.
Awesome.
This is going to be amazing. I'm, like, so hyped.
So this is event number 4 in the vibe style.
Mm-hmm.
That would automatically make you a producer and an organizer.
Yes.
Sorry, brother. Now you a boss.
He's like, me? I don't. What?
Talk to the people that are listening who want to organize and produce their own event. Any mistakes that you have made that you could say to yourself, like, 4 events ago to that Jay, like, hey, don't do this.
Wow, Jay and I have had so many conversations about this.
Well, speak on it, because I want to know.
Jay
messing
like,
up my money. I need to learn.
Where do I start?
Jay like, texting me at like 1 in the morning, like, I don't know what to do.
I mean, it's planning. Like, everything, there's so many pieces, and the further ahead that you can have the conversations with everything you need, like, you just need to put a list together of everything you need and put a team together of people who know about all those different things, especially if you don't know all about them. You might think you might think you know sound, but you might want a sound company. You know what I mean? Like, different things like that. You got to pick and choose your battles. Like,
you
got to recognize your strengths and what you do well.
Absolutely.
And can you scale it to a full day festival?
Right.
Or should that be somebody else's job? You know what I mean? And then you got to find good people. That's the hardest part. Finding good people, because everybody's busy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got priorities. Everybody's got dreams and things they want to do.
But
we've got our priorities. So you got dreams, you got realistic, you know, ideas, and you got to just...
And you, like, I think the biggest thing is being able to recognize when somebody is, like, talented and hyped to do something, but may not have the width and the breadth to do it at that moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's the hardest thing to learn how to recognize that. Because, you know, you get somebody like, oh man, that sounds dope. I want to be in that. That's awesome. Blah, blah, blah. And then they just disappear into the ether. And you're like, dude, I put you on the bill. Like, what are you, where are you? Like, so it's, and it's just because they're so excited about doing it, but they haven't done it enough to know what it actually takes to make that happen.
Yeah.
So they get freaked out, and to be able to recognize that and like talk someone through that on top of trying to do everything else at the bigger scale, it takes a lot. And it's really, like, I remember after your first one, we had a phone conversation and he was like, I'm so tired and I'm so stressed and I don't ever think I want to do this again. And it was like the night before the thing. And I was like, breathe, you'll be fine. Everything will be crazy tomorrow, but it will all work out and everything's fine. It's like having a baby, you know, like you're pushing it out right now, but you know. Trust me, tomorrow you will forget all the pain and you'll want to do it all again.
I didn't know I was going to want to do it again so frequently and so often.
And here we are. Baby number 4.
I did learn a lot, made mistakes, you know, and I think we've graduated, we've grown, and I'm really happy at where it's going to be this year.
Right on. You got some decent hosts this time.
Yes.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh my god. No, seriously.
I haven't seen the host in the past.
Hold on.
We gotta take a commercial.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be right back. We're gonna talk with Zay some more about Vibe Fest 2K19. This is Homegrown. Drop.
I am local poet Mariana Dunn, and you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art. 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
46 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown.
Where have you been?
Oh my god. 94.7.
Where have you been?
It's in the ground.
Do you realize what you've missed? Do you realize? You know what? You know what? You don't deserve the rest of this show. You know? You don't deserve the rest of this show. You just need to go to your room. Go to your room!
The joke is dead.
And clean up your toys.
And clean up your toys!
don't encourage her!
Nobody need to clean up your stuff! Up in here, got stuff all over the floor.
Jay
can't
Warf,
even walk.
2K19.
Sorry, Black Mama moment. Sorry.
Create your own player, Vibe Fest. 2K19.
Oh goodness.
No, well, I you know, every time I see July 20th, I just think of the day that the Klan came through and tried to start some static in this place. And over 1,000 community members came out and drowned out the hate that day versus about 40 to 46 members.
I know, right?
As the police wonderfully escorted them in and out of the
community. And out, right?
I thought that was very nice of them.
They had their little protective bubble.
Red carpet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Little hors d'oeuvres. For your hate ceremony. That's nice. Anywho, and then they tear gassed the community, but that's another story. But that was then, this is now. But
now we will have another wonderful memory.
They are bookends. They are drowning out hate that tries to intervene and tries to splinter our community and coming together and celebrating our differences and our diversities. And I think that this is very I hope that this is a remembrance of that day and what our community held up and went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that we can keep celebrating that as we move forward. And I hope that VibeFest can be like a candle for that.
I think that it's going to be basically the community washing away any kind of negativity, you know, from that day.
I would hope.
And just moving forward, you know, positive, strong.
Do you think art is strong enough to do something like that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Why?
I feel like over time, it's always been art. I mean, art is powerful. It can be used for the right things or the wrong things. I mean, mm-hmm. art is just expression, you know? Like, just words can be art. Words are art, poetry, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there's no other way to it, you know? Like, this is definitely going to be powerful enough to go wherever we wanted to go. Mm-hmm. You know?
And so, you got Rochelle Claiborne as your MC for the entire day?
Yeah.
Ooh, child.
If there was a roof at X, she would tear it off.
She would, right? With her mind. Like, wouldn't even touch nothing. Roof. Just.
Yeah, she has the ability to do that. I hope y'all got insurance, by the way.
Yes.
She just might have something up. that's real. So... in all of this, what's the future for Vibe Riot? Because it seems more like you've, and maybe I'm incorrect in this because maybe I just haven't been hip to the scene, but it seems like you've taken Vibe Riot, and before it was like a band, and y'all were just like brothers rocking out, just trying to get gigs, and now it's like this entity.
It's a movement.
And this... yeah, and it's this creation that is more community-infused and based, and it's not just a band. Like, Vibe Riot is a thing. Vibe Riot is, like, real. It's like an essence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean to be, like, hokey about that, but it's more than a band is what I'm trying to say. Do you feel the same way about that, and is that a purposeful direction that you and the members of Vibe Riot wanted to do with it?
It has become, you know, it kind of organically grew, and has become this thing that, yeah, I'm looking to take it all over the place, not just Charlottesville, not just Virginia, not just the East Coast, you know. VibeFest, I've learned a lot of things through doing VibeFest, you know, and I've been asked several times, you know, like, why don't we do this in such and such place way over there? And I was just like, you know, like, I've actually been playing around with that idea, but, you know, now I'm thinking about it in those terms, like VibeFest in Cali, you know, VibeFest in, yes.
Yeah, do destination ones. That would be amazing.
Yes. So, yeah.
So, I mean, I mean, we touched on this a little bit earlier about how much work it takes, but I think it's worth going a little deeper on that. So how much... because I know you got a 9-to-5, and like Vibe Riot is still a band, like doing gigs on the regular. And then you've got this, like if you had to section it out in percentage wise, like how much, what's the percentage of your time that you spent putting this Vibe Fest together?
What did the artist say earlier? I'm always tired.
Yeah.
I need that to be a meme or a t-shirt or something.
Yo, no, yeah. Seriously.
Nail on the head.
I am always tired. Like, I'm always doing something.
Right.
And I basically have not really had much time to do anything specific just for the band.
Yeah.
Other than getting a rehearsal in so that we'll be ready for
our set of the show.
You know, other than that, like producing, writing, like I've been squeezing like a couple days maybe max in the month.
Yeah.
My whole focus has been on getting this festival together, getting it straight. And so yeah, I mean it takes over the whole schedule.
Right.
You know.
So but, not for the weak of heart.
But you know, I think I've, like I said, put together a team that so the next time I do this, I'll be like, hey, let's do it again.
Right.
You know, we know what
and you
not
know
to
what
do.
Right. And you know what your role is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, hopefully you take a little time off after, you know, this event wraps up. And
do you know how to take time off? Like, I think your time off is like
12 hours for you.
I think your family is the only reason you take time off, because they're like, hey, we're going on family vacation. Come on. Like, that's it.
Yep. Basically. I want to do some things in the studio. And so, I don't know. It almost feels like time off to make music in the studio because this is so like, do this, talk to that person, meet there, be here.
Yeah, it's a different type of vacation.
Yeah.
And you need that. Like, if you weren't able to make music in between those, you wouldn't have that, like, refill to do the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it fills you in a different way. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's how I recharge. So.
Yeah, well, I think that's, for most artists, that's how we recharge.
So we got a few minutes left. Any shout-outs that you want to give to those people that you say are behind the scenes who help you kind of put this thing together that aren't on the flyer? Any love that you want to give?
Yes, definitely. Derek Waller, Brandon, Amps, Jeff Leonard.
I know that guy.
We do know that guy.
Makako, Liberation Arts.
Yeah, awesome.
I was hoping he was going to join me today, but he has some personal things come up, so he couldn't.
No worries.
I mean, there's so many people that you think and the mind goes blank. there's so many artists. The visual artists are not on this version of the flyer yet. We've got some really, really good visual art. There's going to be some live art going on there, too.
Oh, awesome.
There's so many people. Lindsay at Ix Art Park. Brian. Who else? So I hate this part because then it's like you walk out of here.
Right.
Yeah. And all y'all, you know who you are.
Yeah. We'll catch you on the back end.
Everybody.
You can put it in the comments.
I'm going to put it on my Instagram later. Sorry, I forgot to mention such and such and such and such and such and such.
Yo, man, you forgot about me. I put down that gaff tape on Tuesday. I put it down tight, double sealed.
Oh, my God.
Man, don't call me for nothing.
Chris Gallagher, FXCville. Oh, Kroger has jumped in as a sponsor.
Oh, snap.
Really?
So, yeah, we're going to be raffling off some gift cards.
Look at you getting the big man Kroger.
That's awesome.
So people coming through. Pearl Island.
Yay. Oh, yes.
Javier.
City of Charlottesville. Unity Days.
Cool.
Ix Art Park, of course.
This is going to be awesome. Right. I cannot wait. It's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing day. Y'all might see me on here on Sunday. Y'all might not. Quite honestly, it depends on how hot and turn up I get.
Right.
I'm going to be real with you. I might have to put the pre-record on.
It's supposed to be super hot, but cloudy. So
okay.
I'm hoping the clouds remember to be there.
Yep.
Yes.
You know? Yep. Bring out your peppermint oil and your little fans.
Absolutely.
Nah, but we going to get it in.
Woo.
Couple seconds left. What do you want people to take in to Vibe Fest 2019? What do you want them to take out?
I want people to come through with good vibes and like the expectation that you're going to meet some new people, see some art that you don't normally see, and just share an experience that you'll hold forever and that hopefully you'll communicate to others, and we can keep growing this community and keep coming back and doing it over and over again, and just keep the good vibes and good feelings amongst ourselves, you know?
Absolutely.
Because we need that. We need those times and those experiences so that when it's time to deal with something that's not fun, we've got something to pull from.
Absolutely. And we'll mic drop it on that. Thank you so much, Jay War.
Thanks for
always for coming out. And thank you so much again for having us be a part of VibeFest 2K19.
Yeah.
Keep these parts coming. Also, special thanks to Angel Metro, Lethea Leventhal, Christina Fleming, and Nicole
Rymel
for being on the show. Please don't tell Ships in the Night. It's hard sometimes. Check out the benefit for the Concert for the Women's Initiative, Southern Cafe Music Hall, July 17th. Thank you so much. I love you, Leslie.
I love you, David.
Thank you for pronouncing my names correctly. I love you, Clinton. Thank you for not beating the crap out of me. We gotta go. We'll see y'all next week.
Love y'all.
Vibe Fest. Check
thank
it out.
You,
peace.
You. Peace. Thank y'all so much. It's okay to be happy. It's okay. It's
okay. It's okay to be happy. Our opening music is from Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music is by Positive Collective. This is Vibe Riot Right Now. This has been Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local arts. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine lisping law firm of Tochterman Overman Munson & Burke, legal services that wrap around you like a thong. If you're an artist from Charlottesville, from the surrounding counties, or from the Valley and want to be on our show, or if you know a local artist who should be on our show, drop us a note at homegrown947@gmail.com. Homegrown947@gmail.com. Remember to keep your dial on 947 WPVC, Progressive Voice of Charlottesville. It's okay to be happy. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay to be happy. It's okay.
Dance through my mind all summer, writing on the wall, say you'll never find another. Things change, how could we not be lovers? Life's strange, gotta live it to discover. Maybe in my head, it's hard to believe. Like when the bass hits that melody, we ain't on the same groove, it's hard to see. Smile at the waves, life's a beach.
That was perfect. I want you, that was it.
The whole thing done.
Yeah, I feel like
listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the Progressive Voice of Charlottesville.